Hey, how are you? How you doing? Seriously, are you okay? I'm worried sick about you. I heard you had something happen. I try to make it generic so people can all be like, oh my God, something did happen to me. I heard something happen with the thing where you were at. Is that true? Ay, ay, ay. All right, so there's really no reason that I have to come in. Oh my God, I'm doing the opening to the show and Blake Wexler's here cracking his knuckles. Ay, ay, ay. It just never ends. So self-serving that I make it like, yeah, really? What never ends? Some people have real trouble. The cracking of your knuckles.
I have rheumatoid arthritis in my fingers.
Well, go get your hands chopped off if you want to be part of my show.
No. I'll do that for you, Todd.
All right. Look, it's a show already. It's already fun. All right, so there's really nothing to talk about. I said Sarah Palin or Palin, or I said her name wrong. So now when we get to that, you'll be ready for it. You lose your shit. And then also there's one point where I keep calling Andrew Daniel, but he knows what I meant. I just didn't want you to get all upset. I know how you people get upset, okay? I'm kidding. I need to say that. We're like, we don't get upset. Okay. Well, it's a fun show today. Nick Thune, he was our guest. Good. We talked serious, not too serious, but we went all over the place. It was fun. Fun. Can I give you one little tip? Maybe for one part of the show, it would be good if you had some pot ready and you paused it and smoked it. You'll know when. Oh, you'll know when. Goodbye, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
Hello? Hey, Todd. It's Nick Swartzen calling again about doing your podcast.
The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Todd. Hello?
Hey, it's Zach.
Hello?
El Zacher.
Hello?
Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to talk about.
Oh, is that Zach El Zacher?
Presents Todd Glass.
Hello?
Todd
Hello?
Glass. Ryan Regan.
Hello?
Again,
Hello?
You don't want me to do the podcast.
Hello?
It's funny later, trust me.
Let me know that.
Hello?
You want me to beg?
It's funny now.
Is that the way you work?
Really funny later.
That's more to having a TV show is when your community and friends pitch you an idea. No matter how absurd, you can immediately green light it.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
The music fades. This is exciting. This is exciting. Every week, it's a fun thing we do.
That is
special.
It's a gradual fade.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you think that was a good fade, Nick?
I like the fade. Well, I like the fade because people don't let the fade be a character in the show. But a lot of times people want the fade to not be seen at all. And when they're doing that, they do the quicker.
That's exactly what I say. I'm the guy who's over. Like, I want to kiss your ass so much. I never said anything.
I want to hang out with you more.
No, what did I tell him? What did I tell him?
That how much?
No, what did
fade?
I tell you?
You told me about him.
Well, what did he tell you?
That he loves fades.
I said, tell him.
He says that most of the time he doesn't
exactly
feel like they're characters in a story.
Oh, you do remember me saying this?
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know.
Remember
agree
we took
with
that
me
fade class together.
Oh, Nick, please, you don't know how much we think alike.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start nice and slow.
You want to introduce?
Well, you know that's
guest?
My favorite. You know that's my favorite way to go.
Nice and slow.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh my! You don't even know. Like
you didn't know.
Like
hold on.
Before the show, he was telling me
how slow I like to go
and how nice,
nice and slow.
And
are you just saying this?
No. It took me an hour to get over here. It wasn't because there was traffic. It's because I like to go real slow.
I do this. I go slow. I never thought about it in the car like that.
Yeah, you want to go slow.
How long did it take you to get here?
Hour and a half.
Was it
you
nice?
Can be on. Hold on. I think you're lying. How long did it really take you?
Hour and a half. Ask me how far I live from here.
How far do you live from here?
Three blocks.
Oh, that is. I like to go nice and slow. Nick likes to go nice and slow. So far, this podcast is a home run.
Very agreeable.
All right, now hold on. Someone said this show, we're going to go slow, and then we're going to introduce our guest today is Nick Thune. Thank you, Daniel Kino.
Hi, Nick.
About a minute ago.
Daniel, how you doing?
Pretty great.
All right, this is off the air shit. Katie, how you doing over there?
I'm great.
Now, Chris is on vacation on a cruise with his family. We'll do that later. On a cruise with his family. So and
that you paid for, I'd like to mention.
Wait a second. We talk about this mic. I'm going to have to glue that.
I think he's doing that on purpose.
No, I don't think he was. Hello? So anyway, hold on. So Nick Thune is our guest. Katie's here. Chris is on vacation. Chris Burden. So Andrew is going to be doing sound today, but he won't be here till 7. So here's what's going to happen today. I'm going to talk you through this. Me, Nick, and Daniel and Katie are going to do the first hour. Then Daniel has to leave. So then by that time, Andrew...
That's right. I got shit going on.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Nick, I'm going to get to you in a second.
What do you have going on?
What if you guys just talked like it wasn't even like you didn't talk like radio podcast style. You just talked like it was obviously you didn't know this might air. So what do you have going on?
I thought we didn't know we were taping at this point.
Oh, you're like, oh, I don't know. Just later I might.
My grandma's making kasha.
You know what I was thinking about talking about on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the stuff we would be like bringing up.
Oh, right. Before. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't think these two know we're airing this. Okay. So let me just give me a second and then I'll get to you. I'm going to be at the. Do you have the jingle ready for the Atlanta?
Laughing School?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me hear that. I need to promote this date.
Oh, wow.
Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. April 26th through 29.
I don't know about this one.
Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. Todd Glass will be at the Laughing Skull Comedy Club. April 26th through 29.
Can I ask you a question?
During my jingle? How dare you? You got a big fucking...
That is the one that Preston said was behind the bathrooms of the Vortex. That is the one that Preston said was behind the bathrooms in the Vortex. That is the one that Preston said was behind the bathrooms.
What did you want to ask me?
Don't talk over the fade. Come on.
You're right. Well, it's funny that I would because I love slow fades. And they just talking over them is like, it's like what
it's
you were talking
about. It's almost
meant to be. Oh, the fade doesn't get, I just talk over the fade.
Yeah.
How about the fade talks over me?
Yeah.
Terrible fade.
To get that, you got to go real loud at that point.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question. Yeah.
I love saying thank you. You know, because you could explain the most articulate thing in the world about how you're going to cure cancer. And at the end of it, all I have to do is go, I can make myself smarter. So you can do the right thank you. You sound smarter. Like, finally, someone came along and said what I've been thinking.
Yeah.
So they give you the whole equation, how they're going to cure cancer. When they're all done, you go, thank you. Hello.
Finally.
Yeah. So what were you going to say?
Does Lynn pick the songs himself that he does for the jingles?
No.
You say, I wanted to do James Bond.
Yeah, I trust him at this point.
That's what that was, right? James Bond?
Yes. Uh-huh. Nick, we do have a jingle. I call them jingles. I call everything jingles. We do have an opening for you. We made one for you. I hope you like it.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Lynn is a little bit of a drinker. Sometimes his jingles, he just wants to make things rhyme, so I don't know if he like really... At one point, there's a few things I go, well, really, that doesn't have anything to do with Nick's demeanor or his personality. It's not a joke. You'll hear it. You'll be like, eh. But you know what? I think the effort is there, and it's a great... I actually do like this. To George Carlin. That's how you know. On the show, if I ever say to George Carlin, that means I'm being totally serious. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I get it. There's a comedicness to just how funny I am. Yeah. Even if I'm trying to be serious, I just exude funny.
Thank you.
Thank you. You knew that all along? That's a huge compliment to me.
Yeah.
Like you've been telling everyone in the business. Okay.
Thank you. You guys heard that?
Yeah. Hello. That's what everyone says. Okay. Nick's opening. Well, I like this.
I like it already.
Thank you.
I don't want anything else to get in the way of me getting this.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Nick Thune's here today. He's here on the Todd Glass Show, and I just want to say we're glad he couldn't make it here. And we hope that he has no fear.
Not crazy about the right. The vocals could be a little.
Did they record this in the bathroom?
Hold on.
We wrote him this special song. We wanted him to know. Then we dig his red guitar.
His what?
His red guitar. Cool, gets chicks at the bar.
I love it.
We're all excited, a flutter, crazy, delirious. Around here, we're drunk, we're high, unrestrained, we're drinking a beer. Todd wants us all to have fun tonight. When Nick Thune is on the show, the bullshit stops here. Well, that's right.
Yeah, Katie was looking out the window. Yeah.
Why, well, I love
what else
that.
Is in there? It sounded like there was
bring
more.
It back up. Is there more?
That's an early thing.
Here on the Todd Glass
oh,
show,
shit.
And I just want to say, Nick, give Todd all you've got.
Okay.
And in return, Todd will give you a lot.
Sounds like a relationship counselor.
Our guest today is Nick Thune. I go out old school. Our guest today is Nick Thune, and we're in studio. I want to have a, what if when we finally get down to the interview, that's how stiff it was. All right. I keep saying this, but I want to get these out of the way here.
Yeah.
Jake Corbin, thank you.
Thank you.
Jake Corbin. You know Jake Corbin.
Oh, Corbster?
Yeah. Oh, you. Yeah.
That's just my response to when anybody asks me if
great.
I know.
That's great.
The Corbster.
Yeah. Sure.
He wrote the nicest, he wrote a nice tweet today. I think it was, it was a tweet. Put me in a good mood. That's right. Jake Corbin. Let's talk about Jake Corbin, because if I was listening to the show and all of a sudden they
What's his Twitter handle?
I don't remember what it is. We should have a lot of people follow him.
Yeah, we should give him...
Jake Corbin. Yeah. You know Jake Corbin.
Corbster. What if he woke up tomorrow and his Twitter was just blowing the fuck up?
What if his Twitter was at Corbster?
That would be... What, maybe would we be can look it up when we take a break. By the way...
What did he say? What did he say?
Are we... you know what? Speaking of taking breaks, let's take a break. And we'll be right back.
I'm
going
to go to the bathroom.
No, break. It's not really a break.
I know.
Oh. It all stays in.
You told me.
The Todd Glass Show. Amazon.com. Here's Katie with the details.
What's going on over there at Amazon.com?
Oh, well, if you just go to this episode's page and you click on the Amazon banner.
Oh, stop with that.
And then you shop at Amazon as normal.
Stop.
Helps support the show.
All right. That's so cheesy. Mm-hmm. It's so cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got that. Fiona Apple was going to come on the show, and then maybe she said that I could pick. Well, through Flanagan at Largo said that she was going to come on and then do a song that I pick. Like, because, you know, I thought that would be different, like a Glenn Campbell, Try a Little Kindness, but see her version of it, which
that's
would be
amazing.
Cool, well, that's a level I wanted to add to the show. Have musicians on, but they go, it's cool when they're on that show because they'll do a song Todd picks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see their rendition of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Fiona Apple, I heard you listen. I mean.
What if you picked one of her songs and just said you wanted to hear it a different way?
So disrespectful. Like, you could see doing someone else's song. Now, I love that song you do, but what about with some flutes and drums?
But you set up chairs and charge people. Come on, do five songs.
I just thought it's...
I'm making $1,000 on this.
But she finds out I'm charging everyone in the studio. That would be so bad. She comes by out of the kindness of her heart, and then there's like obviously like 40 people.
There's a line outside.
$500 each.
I thought no one was usually in the studio when you record.
Who cares? Why are they... what's downstairs? No, I take donations. I give it all to Jeremy. No. Charity, but I mumble it. Okay, so thank you very much. We were talking about smoking before the show started, because I don't care if you and Daniel want to smoke here in the studio. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it adds
I don't smoke either. It's horrible. It's disgusting.
Let's see what it brings to the podcast.
But it's fun. Now, let me ask you if you can remember, if you would, well, you wouldn't remember, but see what your guess is. I think I know sort of the answers to these by just figuring it out through, well, I'll tell you how I figured it out. Do you think they ever allowed smoking walking around the supermarket?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. The only way I figured that out was, with the group I was in, nobody could figure it out. But one girl was a nurse. She went, well, they allowed it in hospitals. So you went, yeah, they, because the supermarket, for some reason, I went, supermarkets? Like, that's crazy.
Seems extreme.
you're walking around food, but then you go to the hospital, walking around, you know. Did they let you smoke in the rooms, do you think?
How many ashtrays did they have accessible
in the
aisle?
Cart? I bet they were on the cart.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably just like a clip-on.
Mm-hmm.
Have they revamped carts since then?
Well, of course, because I've never seen an ashtray in one.
Yeah.
I was on a flight recently where somebody smoked. I've never been on a flight where they make that announcement. Where they go, ladies and gentlemen, smoking is prohibited
somebody
in the bathrooms.
Somebody smoked?
Mm-hmm. In the bathroom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did that person get caught or in trouble?
I don't think they got caught, but there was a guy next to me with cigarettes in his shirt pocket, which you rarely
see.
Well,
we need the flight list.
Oh, you're really going to take this seriously?
Yeah, I want to figure out who this guy was.
Why, I wonder what's going on with that guy. I mean, what were you, on a 4 or 5 hour flight?
Can I tell you, even though when I smoked my most, I only smoked a pack and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
I only smoked a pack and a half a week.
Mm-hmm.
That only works.
Yeah, that's weird. Really someone in denial.
No one caught that either.
I just wasn't going to harp on it.
You're going to let me get away with it. So even when I smoked, it was about a pack and a half
a week,
if that.
Right.
I never was, and now I don't smoke at all. I haven't smoked in 2 years. So I say this, it's weird that I can have some understanding. Even with all that, I get it. I get it because I loved, even the amount I loved to smoke. And I could see someone just fucking, here's what they do. They go in there and they probably flush the toilet and then try to blow it into the toilet to get it to come out.
At that point, you've got to go for just one solid drag too.
Right.
You can't go much more than just a drag.
And at that point, you're not really saying you like to smoke. You're saying, I like to smoke so much that I'll take shit particles flying at me while I smoke.
Yeah.
That's really wanting to need that cigarette. Because, you know, they say it gets on
your
toothbrush.
How can I make this cocktail any more enticing besides nicotine? Some feces.
Just some feces flying at me. Oh, you don't see them. It would take a vapor light to
see. They clean those toilets.
Whatever they call it.
I knew a comedian who would do that. He, like at layovers, he'd go to the bathroom at the airport and he'd do a few drags and throw it out. I'm like, what do you get out of
this? Oh, in the bathroom.
In the layovers?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
This was on the airplane.
I get it. No, I know. It's a different story than yours, Todd. I was just trying to relate.
How dare you? Oh, you're trying
with
to.
With an anecdote.
Trying to impress our guests.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm trying to.
All right. So far, not impressed.
Oh.
No, don't say that.
With the attitude.
But
of trying to impress me.
But
at the same time, I respect him for everything he's doing over there.
Over there.
You guys, okay, so hold on. This is the way I start every week. Oh, yeah, there's something. This is just the side things that I talk about. By the way, I want to say hello to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We have a thing. By the way, even if you never email me, because I know some of you are like, should I email? We still have a connection. Let that go, because you're probably thinking, no, don't let it go if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that go, I should email him and tell him how much he's changed my life. But I think you don't have to. Look, I know we have something special. It might sound cheesy, but we do have something special. We meet like this. It's fun.
It's always a great email to get. Change somebody's life.
It's nice. Well, honestly.
I know. Yeah, it's true.
Wait, is this a joke?
No, I'm saying it is.
Well,
I was
kidding.
No, it's great.
I was kidding about then in the style that I said it.
No.
But when you do get an email that's, even if it says you made me breathe easier, you know, I was going through something. Yeah, those are the type that they make you melt, you know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it could be something simple, not even something you said. It could just be they watched your Comedy Central special, blah, 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 or whatever the reason is. And then it's like when someone comes up to you after a show, for some reason, any compliment is obviously appreciated. And and it makes you feel good. Something about when people just go, hey, I had a tough week at work. That was thank you. And then they just keep.
That's great.
Like, see, I like that comment the best. When people go over the top and they start saying so just about your comment, despite somebody saw your act and they start coming out and they start relating to you and telling you why they like it so much. I always feel like they're fucking with me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why? How would they be? Like,
I don't know. Like, you know, like somebody that's like over.
Yeah, I've actually had somebody do that to where then it eventually came out that they were just being. I mean, I just thought that's a really nice person.
I probably won't be able to think of a good example, but people, because the basic comedy is, you're right, like you say comedy, like did you ever comedy, which, by the way, I'm not making fun of that style of comedy. At the core of it, that's a lot of what my favorite comedians do, just, but it's not done in that formulaic style, like remember when, remember this, remember that, remember the, you know, but so I think since that's a basic form of comedy, people want you to they think it's a compliment when they come up to you after the show and tell you how true your jokes are. But a lot of my jokes aren't like that. Like the Barbasol shaving cream, that's okay. But a lot of my jokes are like I have this one joke about a guy that walks around the mall jiggling cashews, and he it's I don't know how do I back explain it. The joke starts with
I know
this,
of this joke
where I say
rich
where,
people
no but I mix, no I mixed two jokes together. The joke is there's the 4 out of 5 people suffer. Hold on, I'm getting this out. Mm-hmm. Give me a second. The joke is when there's a late at night commercial where it says, this is a long way to go, but I'm going to take it. The joke that I tell, there's a late night commercial where it says, are you suffering from...
4 out of people suffer from diarrhea.
No. That's herpes? Not it. Yeah, what is that? Hi, do you have genital herpes? Mm-hmm. And then the guy goes, my old medicine for genital herpes, I had to take 4 or 5 pills a day. Who's got that kind of time? I go, and the guy's like, who's going to really say that? That's all I'm going to do is sit home popping pills all night. I got hobbies, doctor. Oh, really? What are your hobbies? I like to go to the mall and fuck sluts without a condom. And then, like, well, that certainly is how you got here. And then I do the guy. I go, folks, are you imagining that guy? This is not about sluts. This is about a guy walking around the mall jiggling peanuts because he's trying to look rich, and he's looking for sluts to fuck. Picture him. So that's the joke. So then a woman comes up to me and goes, that joke is true. There are a lot of... No, you're not... You didn't even
I got
get
herpes
it.
From a guy with peanuts in his hand.
Well, some guy jiggling peanuts fucked me, and I got herpes. All right, so that was a long way to go for that. So we're all good. We got that out of the way. I want to take a bet. I want to vote. Mm-hmm. I want to see how many people here think Nick Thune recycles. And on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 mm-hmm. being the best recycler he can be. That means you don't take long showers. Yeah. You mix it all together, though, and if we had to give you a number, you know what your numbers tell us. Who's closer? What are you going to say? 10 being the best, he's
being I recycle a lot.
10 being you're the best. You're the
and
take
like,
short showers. You remember 10
water turns off the lights. When
and I want you guys
room.
To know that I'm very hard on myself about everything. So it's gonna be a very true number, if not below.
Okay.
How good I actually am.
All right. Okay.
I would say like a 7.
Okay, Daniel.
I'm gonna go with a 1.
Oh, you're way
I'll
off.
Explain it.
Really, gun to your head?
I'll explain it.
Well, he's not going to do a bit to George Carlin. He knows he's not. Let me tell you how right I'm on.
Yeah.
You're hard on yourself, but you know you're better than a 1.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I knew that right away.
Are you consistent at home and on the road?
It's all mushed into 1.
Okay, 2.
Shut up.
Do you want me to? I can answer questions.
No,
I want to go off nothing.
I just want to guess.
Can I ask a question?
No, because part of my game is just by knowing Nick Thune and his. Mm-hmm. Everyone has an aura. Everyone has an energy they bring into a room. I thought I guessed.
Okay, well, here's what I know about Nick, right? For sure.
Well, wait, hold on. All you do is get to pick a number.
Oh, I don't get to
well, later,
turn this
later,
into a bit?
Later we
oh,
talk
okay.
about
uh-huh. All right, I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay, what?
5, right in the middle.
Do you mind if I interrupt this with a question for you? What was the funny thing you were trying to do with a 1 and a 2? Were you trying to shit all over my real question?
The 2 was just a joke part.
Okay.
And the 1, I thought I had a reason for that.
Okay.
The 2 was just enough.
I don't think
but
you did.
But then
you
brought it up to 5.
Yeah, now it's a 5.
Now, is that to George Carlin a 5?
To George Carlin a 5.
Katie, you're a 7?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with 7.
Okay, I'm going to say, I wish you wouldn't have said you were hard on yourself.
And I already gave myself a number before anybody said anything.
Okay. I'm going to say, if you cut the bullshit and you just be realistic, don't be too hard on yourself. Just, you know what it is. You're an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't want me to be hard on myself. Do you want to know the number that I, after the speech you just gave me, or when I
picked
before you guys?
Before.
Okay. I was going to say a 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I do care, and I do, on the road, I do go the extra mile to recycle things.
You do?
I've set 2 different garbage cans in my room.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point...
There's two in the hotel room you can't do
so
anything.
I put 2 next to each other, and if I'm like, you know, I'm there for a week and I've got bottles of water and food, you know, it's going in either one, and I'm assuming that the staff's handling it for me. So I'm really not taking it all the way to the bank on that
one. Right. That's really
You know what then?
Nothing you can do at that point.
I think you're right maybe to give yourself a 6 because what you're saying is I gotta have 4 points to really reward people that even in situations when it's ultimately difficult, they take. Because I get a little lazy sometimes. I trot. Here's the difference, though, at least. You ever know those people that just – I think people confuse their ability with what's right and wrong. Mm-hmm. It's hard to recycle. But even when I didn't recycle at all, I came from a family that didn't really recycle. We weren't, you know, and they still don't. When I tell them, they look at me like I'm talking. They go, ugh, like you're California. So – But even when I didn't recycle at all, I didn't spit on it. I knew, just because you don't have the follow-through doesn't make it – I'm not going to then delude myself. Mm-hmm. It's like if you smoke. You can smoke cigarettes and go, it's horrible. It's just a vile, disgusting habit, but I'm addicted to it. You don't have to – that's like me pretending, it's not that bad. So what I don't understand about people that don't recycle is, even if you think there's no turning this planet around, given that, let's say there isn't. Let's say it's factual there isn't. We're fucked. We're go. It's all.
So you're going off the fact that.
Well, couldn't we still. I'm saying I don't think that's true.
We could try to bring it back.
Well, look at the air quality alone in L.A. proves. People forget about that.
Yeah.
That the air quality is better here in L.A. than it was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. That proves we can do something. But for the sake of the argument, let's say there's no.
The ozone hole is smaller than it used to be. We are doing stuff.
Okay. So let's say we take it back. But let's say for hypothetical reasons or argumentative reasons, there's no going back.
Yeah.
Because try to get into the mind of somebody that thinks, no, yeah. We just, you know, this is the way the world works. And
do you think there's people that don't recycle for that reason?
Well, I think I've heard people say that. And what I say to them
fuck
is.
Fuck this place.
Yeah, why don't. So doesn't that mean even if there's no going back or that we shouldn't. Why do we still have to be gluttonous while we're here?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't think we can do, you know, even if we can't turn it around, so you have to waste gas unnecessarily just because, you know. Anyway, there's that.
I've what does yelled
that
mean?
I think, here's what. No,
sorry, I was going to say, I've yelled at tourists at the beach because they, like at Malibu where I surf, they'll just leave their trash. And I see them leaving and I go, excuse me, are you going to throw that away?
Well,
and they look at me like I'm like crazy.
On the beach?
Or cigarette smokers when they're smoking cigarettes. I smoke cigarettes and I'm glad that they banned cigarettes on the beach.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I understand
throw that.
Throw
that shit in the sand, in the water. No, put it in your cup. Take it with you.
You know what else they should ban?
Who doesn't love having a smoke on the beach though?
Well, you can do it, but you bring a cup with you.
Okay.
I don't know.
But now you can't. If the guard sees
you. If I was with you, we were walking on the beach, that would have been good enough for me to bring a cigarette.
If a lifeguard sees you, they'll ask you to put it out.
Wait, hold on.
But the lifeguard comes up and goes, sir, we have a cup.
Oh, they don't let you smoke even with a cup?
No, but we have the cup. I didn't see that cup on you guys. Yeah, you're fine.
Well, why do they care if you smoke if you don't litter it?
It's air pollution. There's people, you know, with their kids bathing.
No smoking on the beach.
I see. Well, I understand that, especially if you're laying out. I remember when they banned smoking at a baseball game and people were like, no, that's getting out of hand. Really?
Oh, yeah.
It is? To have smoke? You think
in an outdoor stadium.
Laying out.
I'm saying
it's still not okay.
It's still not okay. That's what I'm saying.
Now it's just not okay to smoke in other people's faces that don't want it. There's no areas.
But that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I don't understand, though, and I'm sure someone could make me understand it. Except in train stations, bus stations, or whatever. I always say bus. Mm-hmm. God forbid I would ever take a bus. I would. Someone's on the bus right now going, oh.
Yeah, but they're young and hip, and they're doing it.
Right.
They're trying to be.
They're not 38. What was I going to say? We're good. Oh, I don't understand why if you own a bar. Someone probably explained this to me. Here's the difference between me and other people. Some people would go, that makes no sense. And I don't know. Someone could explain to me why it's right, and I would listen, and I would educate myself. But if you own a bar, and you want to make it smoking, fucking make it smoking. And if people don't want to go, you go out of business, and maybe you change the rule.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I agree with that. I like that policy. But that won't work for a big society.
We're past that because now people are liable to be sued. Like if you have a smoking bar and then that's your rule, but then some waitress gets lung cancer or whatever, she can sue you now because
she wouldn't work there.
But that's the thing about people is that they say, no, I don't mind.
What's her name?
And then when they get sick, Marsha, you know Marsha?
Well, she's not going to work there. We know that much.
Okay. Don't move anything around the table. What do you think of this Mr. Rogers thing? Someone said, you know, that I could be a twisted, demented Mr. Rogers. I'll take that as a compliment.
I love
now, Lynn didn't want me to play this. Don't move anything on the table. Whatever you do, I hear amplified noises. What do you think of this?
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please?
Whoa.
Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
What do you think?
I love it.
Whoa.
His voice sounds great on it.
Lynn wants to do it again. You can fade that out. Lynn wants to do it again, but he said he wants to do it like Sinatra style, not have any gentle tone in his voice, which I agree.
Can
like,
I make a suggestion?
Just wants to wail it out but and have not the bongos, but an instrument.
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking like a big band sound, like
that's
Phil
what he
Spector,
said.
Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
That's what he said.
Album, yeah.
That's what he said.
That'd be
all
great.
Right, so here we go. Nick.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit all over the place today, but it's okay. Someone wanted me to talk about about me having dyslexia, so I just thought I'd be interested. I never know, like, I'm always curious to find out how other people did. Like, how'd you do in school?
Not well.
You have dyslexia?
I have ADHD.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, and I never took medication for it.
Neither did I.
You know, there's been studies that have proven that people with ADHD, whereas they might not be able to focus as well, they are, across the board, more creative and more much better at problem solving.
Well, you know, my guidance counselor, God bless him, Mr. Hildenbrand, he told my parents, because by that time I had so much testing done, by the time they started to know a lot about dyslexia or the attention deficit. And by the way, I know people can overly therapize something. Oh, everyone's got this and everyone's got that. And then some people go the other way and they don't believe in anything. You know, oh, it's all bullshit. Some people can everyone. But you know what? It's usually somewhere in the middle. Like, I know when I went to school, there's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you. And if I have this experience, it means other people have had it. I fucking tried. I could not follow anything.
See, I never tried. That was also my thing.
Well, I didn't try. I didn't try that hard. No, I did.
That was your thing? You know, Nick. He doesn't try.
Yeah. No, so you didn't do, like, when did you start doing bad in school?
Pretty quick. I mean, I think I did good in elementary school, but I also had no patience to do homework or if there's a project to take home and do. I didn't ever excel at that or do well at it.
But you graduated high school?
Yeah, barely.
Barely. What was the hardest?
I got kicked out my junior year, and then the way I graduated was working 40 hours a week, getting like a work credit in this DECA program.
That's what I did. My dad used to say I worked for him. I didn't do anything. They're not listening, Mr. Sadek. You know, I think Mr. Sadek, a lot of my teachers, that's what's having a good sense of humor and getting my teachers that had a good sense of humor's jokes, man, that bought me a lot. Now, I wasn't faking it because I really thought they were funny. I thought Mr. Sadek was funny. I thought my history teacher, and he was funny. That's the difference. I didn't think he was funny. They were funny, mm-hmm. and I got it. The other kids didn't get it as much as I did. I got the littlest nuance, and man, that I think it made them forward me to the next grade, even if I was doing bad.
Well,
they felt
also,
so bad.
Also, to give
for me.
Credit to your teachers, they probably recognized that you were developing socially at a normal, probably faster than normal rate, but you were just not picking up what's needed academically. That
That's a really
mean that
good
you're not
point.
Maturing as a person.
That's a good point, and parents should notice that with their kids. You know that if what Mr. Hildenbrand told my parents was that, you know, not that he was necessarily backing me to do stand-up comedy, but he said a lot of times when kids, whatever they called it back then, they tend to succeed, with whether it's sports or the arts. Or he goes, all I can say is you should give him the same type of encouragement you would give him if he was trying to go to law school. Set goals for him in what he wants to do. Because I had started mm-hmm. stand-up comedy at that time.
Well, and he was right.
Well, you know what? I'll tell this really quick story, which my friend Kevin Sousa's mom did this. And it was sort of very progressive of her. What do you do when your kid wants to be in a band? I get it. You don't have to be the extreme of, my son's going to be a doctor. But you still have certain – that's an extreme. But you still – you know, be in a band, you just support that? She goes, you can support it and find out if it's real. This is what she was told by setting the same guidelines. Like, and I'll cut to right when it all came together, and I really like this. She goes, okay, you want to be in a band? You not just mess around in the garage, but you're serious about this. And they had band practice every Thursday. And there was one time when he wasn't going to go to band practice because everyone was going on a trip somewhere. She goes, no, you have band practice. Like, you're going to do this for real. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had an SAT test and everyone was – I wouldn't let you go. And that was sort of – yeah, that says you don't have to just let them – you can still enforce boundaries and work ethic and all
and then
that.
What about the obsessed parents that push them into stuff like that?
Well, that either
well, – the
either,
other side of that.
Yeah, the other yeah. side of that. But most of the time it's not. That's why – you know, I have a theory that that's why this whole world is just so fucked up because – we've been for years doing it wrong, like with kids. Like, that stereotype doesn't come from the 50s for no reason. Like, you didn't embrace your child if he had a creative side or if he wanted to do something offbeat. That was sort of frowned upon. Not as much anymore. But does that make sense?
No, it makes sense perfectly. Yeah. And I dealt with that as well, even though my dad's really supportive.
Now.
Yeah. not in a big way, but it's just like, come on, you know, you got to be doing something other than collecting unemployment and trying to be a comedian.
Yeah, and even though everything your parents like, I'm talking about for parents that are sort of old-fashioned, you know, there's a lot that aren't. They're cool, especially as time marches forward. You have now a lot of parents are very supportive to not typical, you know, things that, you know what I'm saying, kids, you know, doctor, lawyer, that type of stuff, or accountant or whatever, that time, you know, there are more progressive parents, but I was thinking something. I got a little lost in my thought, but I was thinking of something. We're still – the world – I was thinking about something. I think the world is in a better place than it was, even though with the school shootings and you think, oh, is the world falling apart? But I had a hypothetical question if Mr. Rogers was alive today to ask him, which I've learned over the years what how brilliant he was. You know, I mean, as I've learned more about him, I'm like, God, that guy was ahead of his time. That guy was really brilliant. And if you asked him, would he rather be back in the 70s? Or where we're at now. Not saying it's perfect now. There's a lot of shit. That's not the question, whether it's perfect now or whether where would he rather be. Of course, we're just guessing. I say hands down now. There's no way he'd say, oh, I'd love to go back to 1970.
Well, there's more available. There's more things that can be done.
Well, we communicate a little more now. We're learning as a society to communicate, husband and wives, and because back then it was just the husband was the leader, and then everybody, white men were the boss, and then everybody after that was just subservient at different levels to that. And then I always said, well, what happened one day when the world found out everybody was equal? What would happen? And then they go, well, that's where we're at now. People are fucking, everyone's figuring out, oh, we're all equal. Yeah, things are going to blow up before they get better. Because imagine if you said it sarcastically back then, a white guy pulled someone aside. He goes, hey, listen, I'm not saying every white guy, but you get the gist of the bit. A white guy pulled, hey, I have an idea. We'll tell everyone they're inferior. We'll tell women they're inferior. We'll tell gay people they're inferior. We'll tell black people that they're not as good. And so it'll be easy for us. This is a great idea. And then the other guy goes, okay, I love the idea. Sounds like it's going to have a nice life. If everyone found out that we were fucking with them, what would happen? What's happening fucking now?
Yeah.
People found out. People found out.
Riots and wars.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when people blame where we're at today, no, everything. Because I always, and I know I've touched on this before, but I always think it's funny when it's almost factual that we stopped doing it the way it was done back in the day because it wasn't working. Because people don't tend to just wake up and go, you know how this is all working? Let's switch it up. It wasn't working. It was producing unhealthy children. People stayed married for the kids, and that didn't – all that crap.
Yeah, and also people are – like even my mom, her change has been weird because she was like hippie, crazy, like whatever she wanted. Then she was super Christian, really tight, like Republican. In the last 2 years now, she's started to realize everything's not the way that she thought it was.
By the way, that's
even
just,
how old's your mom? Do you mind?
60.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, she's older than my mom.
That is, by the way, part of evolution. That's we could actually see it happening in our lifetime. Just the way we approach child rearing, the way we approach, you know, how our relationship with this planet. It's part of human evolution. You know, the longer we're alive, the more aware we become, and then we address these problems. Right?
Yes. Yeah. I like these conversations. I got an email from someone who I really loved this email. I'm going to paraphrase what it said, but it had to do with I said right after I did the Marv Maron show, Daniel came out, he's gay.
Marv Maron.
He doesn't want me to say his name anymore. He goes, Todd, I don't want people to. But I was saying that what I call them were 90%, people that are 90% open-minded. You know, you're almost there. You got 10% more of just some misinformation to get rid of. And then so somebody wrote me a letter, and I really think it has to do with this, starting to mind fuck little kids at a young age, at any level. And so what this letter basically said was every time he would go to the paint store or Home Depot with his son, he would – I wish I remembered this guy's name, but he would give him the son the paint charts, you know, to keep him busy. And he would always pick his favorite color would be yellow. Now, again, I'm paraphrasing what this guy said, but I think it says a lot. And he goes, I hated that. Just take a seat, and then we'll be good. Hi, Andrew, and hi, Mikey. Good to see you guys here. He goes, I hated that. I knew that I couldn't say, just chill, just sit down right away, and then we'll get unpacked. You look great, both of you. What'd you do? Walk here? Anyway, so he goes, I hated that. I thought like I didn't want him to like yellow, but I knew that I couldn't say yellow's
pink.
What was pink? You're right. It was Pink. Mm-hmm. Pink's for girls. He goes, I knew I couldn't do it. I knew that wasn't in me. But I thought because I gentled it up a little. Like, hey, buddy, well, what about blue? That's more of a boy's color. You like blue or red? Give him a lot of choices. Make myself. And then when I heard what you said, he goes, I realized, what was I doing? And this is the part he said it so brilliantly and so poetically, I thought. He goes, so I wanted to go in his room. And before I had mind-fucked him a little, I hope he still liked Pink. You know, mm-hmm. I wanted to go in there and I thought, what am I doing? You know? And he went in there and he asked his son and he said Pink. And he goes, I was like, thank God I got to him. He asked him what his favorite color was again. He goes, hey, what's your, you know, real casually, what's your, he said Pink. And he, you know, he goes, because it could have been too late in a weird way. And you know why I like that story? That guy's obviously a good dad. And if he never went that last 10%, his son's still going to be, there's a butt coming at the end of this. He's still going to have a healthy kid, 90%. That's a great way. Mm-hmm. But he goes, no. Why would I want to put even one stipulation? And that's where it fucking starts. Because Pink is known to be women. Maybe it would next. Maybe something else he wanted to do. He'd start instead of just – he's going to get that at school. It's going to happen naturally. I, as a parent, don't need to instill even a twinge of that young – that at a young age.
Yeah. No, I think too, just Pink is a great color, right?
First of all, Pink is a great
cool
color.
It's cool. Yeah, especially for a kid.
But your shirt's in pink.
But I mean, I do get it. I know my nephew, my little nephew. By the way, a lot of these kids that end up, you know, whatever they're doing. I know my little nephew would. He had a little shopping cart, and he sees his mom with the shopping cart putting her purse up, always like lifting the purse up to the shoulder. So he puts the purse on his sister's purse, and he walks up and down the, you know, the hallway at my parents' house, keep lifting the purse. And I know even. You know, I know my brother, and no one. Hey, they'd be one of those people. I don't give a shit as long as he's healthy and happy. He's loved here. He might be, he might not be. It doesn't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. But yet, even at that, they're still a little bit like, oh, do you have to keep doing that when I have friends over? But you know what I mean. But that's an honest thought, and that's an okay honest thought as long as you rise to the occasion and go, no. Like my friend Bryce, his son. You know, he's like, whatever his son wants to do, he doesn't stop him. He goes, whatever he's going to be, he's going to be. I'm not going to change it. So why am I going to mind fuck him? You know, let him do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I think my cousin's son is like very much like that. He wants a pink bike. He wants everything. Mm-hmm. And they embrace it fully. He wears tie-dye socks. He's a weirdo.
He'll probably end up being, you know, when you let your kids shine, they tend to shine. And, you know, go ahead.
Did your parents like push you in any way when you were growing up in a conservative household?
Oh yeah, yeah, through church and stuff like that. But also like into playing sports and yeah. I wanted to play music, and I think my biggest setback in learning music was that my dad said I wanted to play saxophone in fifth grade because it was like an option in band, and my dad said you can't play an instrument like that until you take the piano for 2 years. Because his mom was a piano teacher, and you're like, I want you to learn music before you start picking up these instruments willy-nilly to learn for no reason.
And do you play the piano?
No, I did take it for 2 years, and I hated it because I was pushed into it like that.
You play the guitar, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you play the drums?
No.
Shit. Thought I could use you for something.
Wait, how do you play guitar, but you don't play drums? I thought drums was fairly easy to learn if you were...
I've just never even tried. I can play, like, Paradise City from Guns N' Roses.
Can I tell you something about having rhythm? The other night... Bear my soul here a little bit. Not that big of a bear, but I was cranking music. I have the PA system set up in my house, you know, and I was cranking music, and it was really dark, and I was waiting for, you to come over. Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Sensitive. Somebody said, and Mikey's here, somebody said to call Andrew sensitive is insensitive. I go, no, it's fine. To stand my ground. People are starting to push me around. Pussy. It's the only thing I got.
Pussy. Wow.
So anyway, back to the, what were we just talking about? Oh, waiting. So this has to do with having no rhythm. Now, look, yeah, I get it. I'm not going to lie. I could fake a song. I did some stuff on Jimmy Kimmel where the band followed me and I could talk a song. But it's not, I have no rhythm. Mm-hmm. So when no one was at the house, I cranked the music, just cranked it. And I realized the only thing I could do, but it's still fun, is I walked around I was high, keep in mind. House was dark. And I had this music cranked, like it was loud. Mm-hmm. And I just was like in my own little space, and I walked around the dining room table, just like being high and walking around the dining room table. And it was fun. So I don't like to dance, but I do like to walk high,
nothing
if that
like
means
a
anything.
Table, nothing like a table walk.
Yeah, I'm sort of serious. Does that make sense?
Oh, like, in your house with the music on? Yeah.
So and then,
great
but,
song.
But then whenever I tried to snap to the song, find some rhythm, nothing. Fucking nothing.
I'm in the same boat with you, buddy. It's embarrassing how bad I am at it. And I want to be good. Like, I wish I could, you know, pick up an instrument and, It's just it's such a you know such a great thing to have you know ability to do. I got nothing.
I set up the drums at my house and then played music, and I thought, come on, if I fucking taken it long enough, I got to be able to find one goddamn beat I can play. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. I can't even do that. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Well, I sound like a nervous Jew.
I wonder if you're... I wonder if you're... is there any other kind?
The hands and the feet are hard to sync up.
I wonder if your dyslexia has something to do with that, because you can't keep you know two hands doing separate things, and it's like to keep track of.
I don't think that has anything to do with rhythm.
Oh, okay.
No, because there's probably a
I'll
lot
go
of people.
Fuck myself then, okay?
I'm a doctor.
Sorry.
He is a doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, there's that person.
Speaking of drumming really quick, I watched, I know I'm late to this, but I watched the Justin Bieber movie a couple of days ago.
It's inspiring, right?
It was amazing. I thought I was going to hate it, but then so many people I respect said, no, it's great. I watched it. It was amazing.
Did you see him in Letterman?
No.
It was a while back, but I love it. Dave, after he left it, he yells over to Paul. Paul, he goes, I think I've got Bieber fever. I think for the kid his age, he shows Letterman, maybe I'm reading into it, but I think for a kid his age, he shows Letterman the respect he deserves. Like he is the man, and he knows Letterman's the man. Mm-hmm. And I give him some credit for that. Like yeah. I like that he knows.
I don't give him credit for anything.
You no. don't? He's a very bright guy.
He's a kid. Fake.
You think so?
My mom doesn't like him. I say my mom. As you get older and you say your mom, see, in my head, I think I'm 18. It's my mom. But I think, like, if you're 70 and you go, my mom, your mom, I got a mom.
Yeah. You say your mother.
My mother. Oh, there you go. Hey, by the way, I heard a mom on a plane. Now, I think I could tell this was a really good mom. And I think what she was doing, just trying to get her son out of being a little embarrassed as kids get older and they say mommy instead of mom. There reaches a certain age where they might get teased. And I think that's all she was doing. And I thought she handled it pretty well. Although there was a side of me at first. I went, ooh, should she even say that? But then I thought about what I just said. And I went, yeah, she's probably. So here's what happened. He goes, mommy, mommy. Kid was probably 12, 11. No, he was probably 10. Probably 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And he goes, mommy. And she goes, I think it's time for mom. He goes, I like mommy. She goes, you know what? So do I. It makes me melt or it makes me feel mm-hmm. warm. But I think, you know, some of the other, whatever she said it. And I thought, yeah. What do you think on that? You think?
I think that's an odd venue for a parenting conference.
You know what? I just happened to overhear it. I didn't say
you had to teach in the moment.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who said it was a you went right for the joke.
No, I felt that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, like, why would you admonish your kid in front of all these strangers?
No, yeah. Oh, you know
psychologically, that's not great.
I want to apologize to you. I was unnecessarily harsh with you.
Thank
See,
you.
I'm a very
thank
big...
you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I tried out thank you, you. No, you. I didn't know you visioned it like a mother was very loud with it. No, I barely overheard the conversation because I was sitting in bulkhead. And then they were on the bulkhead on the other side.
You get the good seats.
Yeah. I like, you know my theory. I'd rather look into first class and see at least they're getting treated. I can fly. When I fly first class, obviously, that's the ultimate. I don't want to make it sound like. Mm-hmm. But when I can't, I like the bulkhead. Well, number one, there's more leg room.
I like exit.
I like bulkhead. I'll tell you why. Because I got the leg room if I'm in the aisle.
You're wrong.
Rarely there's someone. It's funny because my instincts are to argue with that. You can't argue that. Just you can like one seat and I can like another.
You're wrong.
No, you're wrong. And I'd rather – I've said this before, but I don't mind looking into people getting great service because it's tranquil to me. Even if I'm not getting it. Yeah. I'm in the first row. I don't have to look at row after row of people, and I'm looking into tranquility. But anyway, hold on here. We got that. You know what I was the other thing real quick back to I don't want to talk about that anymore. Played the Mr. Rogers. It looks like we might have to take a break, Daniel. You got to – what do you have, a little bit of time? Oh, it's 6:55.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll take a break. Hold on.
Goodbye, everybody.
I got to go put money in my meter during the break.
You know what? I told you could park right in here in the lot.
Fucking idiot.
You did?
Stupid.
I'm not at a meter in there.
How about Jake Corbin? Isn't that nice what he did? Going online and saying a nice review like that?
Corbster.
Let's all talk about Jake Corbin. Like this would
Jake
be his
Corbin
ultimate.
Saved just, me from a fire. No,
you do it over here. You do the old thing where this would be his ultimate thing to overhear. Like we're all saying positive things. Everybody in the room, you'll get the gist of it. Move your mouth away from the mic a little. Oh, Jake Corbin? Like we go to commercial, but don't. And go, all right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. Yeah, that guy Jake Corbin was great. You know Jake Corbin.
Yeah, great guy.
Jake Corbin,
great guy.
Good guy. Jake Corbin. Jake is a great guy. Well, Jake Corbin has always been in the kind.
Oh, yeah, he donated a kidney to a stranger one time.
Is that the same Jake Corbin I've heard about all the time?
Yeah, Jake Corbin.
Everybody talks about him.
Oh, no, Jake Corbin's a good guy.
Great buddy.
No, the Jake Corbin.
Yeah, great buddy. Perfect credit.
All right, so that's that. Everything's great.
You were really searching through those two papers that whole time.
that's what I got.
No,
I
wanna... no, you're going like you were looking while you're talking about Jake Corbin.
Oh, you mean like so it was buying me?
Yeah, no, you were really into like you.
Yeah, that's a method.
The second I find this paper,
podcaster.
I'm going to change topics, but I can't find it.
All right, we're going to talk last show.
Amazon.com. Here's Katie with the details.
Nah, you don't need those details every time, Katie. Katie, you don't need the details every time.
No, no, you do. You have to go to this episode's page. You click on the Amazon banner, and then you just shop as you normally
All
would.
All right, stop it. Katie, it's unprofessional. You know what? Please, and don't ask any questions. I see you guys talking over there. It's making my head want to explode.
You distracted me.
I know. So we'll have to say goodbye to Daniel.
What time is your set? Fun. Like 7?
8.
At 8. But
where?
Comedy Magical.
Oh, yeah.
Holy jeez. So, I wanted to do out. One more thing. Can't you leave at 7:15?
No. Well, because I'm not leaving right away. It's going to take time to say goodbye. I have to.
I feel like you're going to miss a lot, Daniel.
Okay.
Hold on. Have you... You did good in school? Somebody named Perry asked a question like that, too. Well, we're going to talk about the movie, about the kids that get bullied. We got a lot coming up.
Have you seen that movie, The Bully?
I haven't. Have you?
No.
Oh, but we can talk about it anyway. I heard some things. Andrew's here. Mikey's here with his camera, always taking great pictures. And then, Andrew, we're going to set up, and then we're going to say goodbye to Daniel. And this ship is... this is... Daniel, I just want to know if there's anything you want to plug. This is how I keep Daniel here. Is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be funny. Probably at your house this weekend.
Oh, that same joke.
People like that joke. People on Twitter have tweeted at me that joke is funny. So it's not for you. I've developed my own little following.
Oh, so if people don't have my sense of humor, then it's not a good one. Anyone who's liking that. People like it, sure. Hey, people like Hoo-ha. We bleep out the names now, so we don't have to... You know, hey, you could find Other someone that thought, hoo-ha, was funny. What?
Do you guys name people that like certain jokes ever?
I don't...
That'd be nice.
Name what?
Like, if you do a joke and people like it, if he then says, here's five people that have told me they liked it, give them a shout-out.
Okay, I would like the five people of five names that say they love that joke. Seriously.
Can you guys tweet to @TodGlass that's funny when I say that?
No. They'll do it. I don't want you to do it unless it's to George Carlin, unless that joke really... Well, at this point, it probably makes them laugh because it's so absurd.
Right.
It's like
you've seen me at parties. I'm barely funny.
Yeah, you do have a point.
Very antisocial.
All right, here we go, everybody. We're going to say goodbye. What do we ride out of here on? You know what? We'll be right back right after. What do you have to play? You have anything over there?
He's not plugged in. Just tell me in post.
No. How about if we play the double T landscape? Oh, no, we'll save that for later. All right, we'll be right back. This is what I work out to.
It's a weird song to work out to. Do you work with weights or is it just you alone in a room?
I do weights and I drop them every time. No, keep... What are you stopping it for? It's all right.
Yeah, we got to do the lower part of our body too.
Yeah, like if you're running on the treadmill and you start twisting your legs. I like this. Does she look like she wanted to be a serious musician, you think?
Shake it down. Yeah, this is just a side gig for her. She actually is a serious musician.
By the way, wouldn't it be... See, she's... Okay, you can fade it out. Do three hops. I thought this would be a funny... do three hops. I thought this... You're going to fade out?
That's what I was trying to tell him. And then he faded it out. Early.
Okay, yeah, she'll fade it out because it's easier because she has the volume. It's okay. In this video, go watch this video. How do you tell people what to watch to go see this?
Just Google search twist right and left acting song for kids.
Okay, because they'd have to watch this to know what I'm about to say is funny. But wouldn't this be a funny video? It looks this real. But every time she says to the kids, look up in the air, she pulls her dress up, and you'd have to get a girl that was willing, like a willing to not be afraid to be a little vulgar for the joke, and then she shows everyone her pussy, and then like
the kids are looking up.
Well, because that way no one could say, well, the kids never knew what was happening. So it's what it is. It's for adults to watch with their kids, so they're not bored either. So it's like lifts, put your head in the air, and then she flashes, or she shows her, like she goes, now close your eyes and make pretend, and then she takes her bra off and just bounces up and down.
Now cover your ears, and then everyone can just kind of say whatever they want.
Right, right. I think that could be a funny like a YouTube video. So I think there's that.
Well, I got the idea out. We should have shot that and never told anybody about it.
We'll bleep it so bad. What if we did that? Let's hypothetically right now. Let's say like me and you started talking about something. And later you go, Todd, I don't know if I should have given that movie idea out. Mm-hmm. So I go, oh, no worries. Katie will just bleep it. So now let's have that conversation in mind that like we're talking. So you understand? Is this
bit
makes sense?
No, I got it.
So what's your idea for a movie?
Okay, so two guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We start in the ocean and the West Coast. And one of them's sitting there. He's holding his car keys.
Mm-hmm.
And he just throws it in the water like an idiot, right? And his friend's like, what are you doing? And he says, I don't want that life anymore. I want to do a road trip right now across the country, you and me, and I'm not in my car. And so then they just take it coast to coast, and they get to the other coast, and turns out the guy that actually wanted to go was dying of cancer, and that was why he kind of last minute wanted to do something like that. He had 2 days, the doctor said.
That's a great idea. You know what? We probably shouldn't even talk about this on the podcast, because that's a really brilliant idea. Hey, Katie.
Can we bleep it up?
Can you just go back and bleep it out so people don't get the concept, but they'll still understand it?
Yeah, I can bleep out the whole thing.
And that's what
I didn't know people do that.
That's what people just heard. wouldn't that be absurd? Like, no, you would edit it out. You wouldn't go back.
Did I describe the movie too much?
I thought it was great.
For the bit, maybe do a shorter.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an A+. All right. And I know you're hard on yourself, so I'm going to give you an A++. So then you'll think you deserved an A+.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I wish I would have added in like the parent backstory because there was one.
You know what's so funny? I half know what that means, but I know it's like I would need to hear more. But, well, there's more. I hate to, you know. So here's what.
Can you still bleep the stuff out that I'm about to tell you?
Oh yeah, I'll bleep everything. we just bleep.
He doesn't hold anything back, but he just wants stuff bleeped.
Yeah. He's very honest in the room, but never lets anyone else. Never gets out of the recordings of the show.
Just every other word.
Hold on. By the way, I don't know why this. You know when someone, I guess it's just basic psychology that would see this in somebody. I think comedians. I know I'm complimenting myself, but we do tend to like. Sometimes see people for their bullshit a little, you know.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people do. What the fuck? Okay, so that's not my point. But, like, you know when someone does that laugh that, like, I don't care laugh? I don't care. Mm-hmm. So, like, today they ask. And by the way, I'm only telling you this because it has more to do with Sarah Palin. It has to do with people do this. This is just what made me think of it. Like, when someone doesn't want to admit that they got their feelings hurt or they don't, so they try to cover it up. I get it in between. If something made you cry, maybe you don't have to say that, but you can at least say it.
Yeah.
So it's the old, so they asked Sarah Palin if she saw the movie. On some show today, I flipped by. I don't even know what it was, but they asked her, like in the movie that they depicted her.
The one that they just did, yeah.
And she goes, I didn't even see it. And then somebody else said, come on, you didn't even see it. You know, I did. And she goes, I don't like not truth. So I just thought, and I thought, yeah, shut the fuck up. You know what? I believe that maybe she didn't watch that movie. But if someone was honest, like, yeah, it's hard not to, but it gets to you. And eventually, no, that one I didn't see. Believe me, there's 80 other things I shouldn't have watched I did. You know what I mean?
Did you know that it's about you, though?
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, the movie's about you.
You think like she would see it. Do you think she... And by the way, I'm not doubting she didn't see it. There's a chance.
Oh, she for sure saw it.
Okay.
Everything.
But let's hypothetically even give her that credit. She didn't see it. It wouldn't have been laughing. So it's not... if that.
I know she did see it, though, because my dad...
My dad was at the theater. No, but no one's ever going to... No one ever decides what the perception of you is by you what you want them to think. So in other words, no one's going to go the next day... Yeah, I saw Sarah Palin on the talk show the other day. Those interviews, she doesn't even like watch that movie, and it doesn't even – they don't affect her anymore. And you go, how do you know that? Oh, because she was telling everybody on a news show this morning, and she was laughing. So I guess she thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Like it's real, that fake laugh you do to cover up nervousness.
It's also the fake laugh that people do at parties too. Some, you know,
who does it at parties?
I just see sometimes conversations going on, people are just kind of over laughing at things because of how uncomfortable they are and wanting to get out of the conversation.
Tell you the truth, you know what, I think I've done that.
Yeah. We all,
you know, they say
does.
You hate in others what you see in yourself.
Yep.
So to me, there's always exceptions, obviously. You know, if you hate child molesters, doesn't mean you're a child molester. But
I don't know when I do it.
I think I know when. I think I'm jealous of people sometimes that I perceive to be hipper than me. Like, because you always want to be hip. So, like, sometimes I'll say something like, all right, enough with your knit hats. But guess what? Like, I probably think that's sort of a, like, why can't I have that look? Does that
why
make
can't
sense
I wear a knit hat and not feel like it doesn't look right?
It doesn't look right on me, and I know it. But, what, you know, that's
but
why I'm,
that guy, it does. It might not look right on him either, but he thinks it does.
Well, the point is, at least they're having fun with their knit hats. You know what I mean? Like the sort of grungy look.
Yeah, like, it's like the same guy that wears a scarf in the spring.
Maybe I'm jealous of that too.
I am. Yeah. And I'm so negative that I can't get myself to do it, even though I want to, because I know it's going to look great with some things.
I know what you mean. Like, it has nothing to do with the scarf, but you're like, that's a good look.
It is a good look. I don't want to be that guy.
Like one time I saw.
But I do want to be.
She
that
just
guy.
Looked like she was really. Right, exactly. Well said. No joke.
Yeah.
One time I saw this girl driving down the street in a Range Rover, and she was very attractive, and she had her cup of coffee, and she had her scarf on. Oh. And I was like, look at you with your fucking scarf and your Range Rover. But I really thought you looked good. Like, I want the, you know, yeah. I don't want a Range Rover, but I know it.
Just
a cup
picturing
of coffee.
It, I imagine thinking that person.
They got their shit together.
Yeah.
But they might, that's you. It could be a lunatic.
Yeah.
With a scarf and a coffee. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about.
I mean, maybe it's not even their Range Rover. Maybe they're.
Thank you.
Maybe it's, and he wasn't a valet guy.
Thank you. All right, so here's what I wanted to do.
Sometimes you got to try something.
Thank you. So my this place, I was on WMMR in Philadelphia, right? And this company, the landscaping company, they're called Double T Landscaping. And then in the fall, it's called same group, but they have another name for the fall. It's called Leaf Man. So you know how like sometimes when you listen to Stern and those shows, they have real radio ads.
Oh, you're going into it.
Yes. Yeah.
I was liking where it was going.
Yeah. Oh, is this all right where it's going?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna do like. It's your first day on a show. So this is the way I set up every bit. I try to make it like where you're on a new morning show. They're going to give you a copy. The stage manager, the producer of the show goes, by the way, when it comes to your show, I don't care what you talk about.
Great.
But when we do the ads, they're serious ads.
Okay.
You can be silly in them a little bit, but very little bit. This is companies. They're paying our. So this is the copy they put in front of you. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You do it. I liked how naturally you got in there.
What got in where?
Got into the ad.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, and then you'll definitely do one?
Yeah.
Do you want to pick one? Do you want to do Double T Landscape or do you want to do Leaf Man?
I'll do Leaf Man.
Okay, you'll do Leaf Man. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so, are you nervous?
No.
I am.
I'm excited.
I'm so nervous. I don't know how I got my, this was my idea. And I've got myself worked up. Okay, so get the Double T Landscaping jingle ready. And when I go, and we'll be back, and you throw the Double T. Okay, so it may pretend we're all laughing, and because they always can turn off the gears. Well,
oh,
well, we're going to take a break here for a second. Hey, let me tell you something. Summer's coming, I got to get the yard cleaned up. And I thought, who do I use? Who do I use? And someone told me a great idea, and it was actually Nick. Nick, you told me, drive around the neighborhood, see the best lawn in the neighborhood. It's not complicated.
And just ask them who does it.
Knock on the door, knock, knock, knock. Friendly people answered, a little bit thrown at first. When someone's knocking on the door, you think they're there to collect some money.
Sorry, sir, I'm just stopping by.
Who does your lawn? They were happy to tell me that it's Double T Landscaping. They said they do everything. They help them with the design. They do installation. They do maintenance. And, you know, they do everything. They do a bug... They spray the chemicals to keep the bugs out. I'll tell you what, last year, being able to have a picnic without being eaten alive by bugs, every day I was thanking Double T Landscaping. And they'll do irrigation systems. They do it all. If you're wondering if they do it, they're going to do it. Double T Landscaping, they're over there, although they'll travel. I'll tell you that because I know some people that used them 2 hours away, and they did an awesome job over there. And 609-268-8964. 609-268-8964.
Yeah.
Call them Double T. I'll tell you what, they're big enough to be a legitimate company, but they're not so big where you're not going to get the care you need.
Well, they're on a first-name basis over there.
Tell them Nick sent you. Tell them Todd sent you. Call Double T. Make your yard what it should look like. Double T. We'll be back.
Dynamite.
Oh, it's their jingle. Tabernacle, New Jersey. Everything, irrigation, insect control, and
fertilizing. Do you ever have leaves in your yard?
Don't even get me started. I get a migraine thinking about it.
It's fun, right? They're out there, and at first, it's like, oh, the fall's here, but then eventually the fall's not here anymore, and you got to get rid of those leaves. And it's what the neighbors think about you, really.
Yeah, the only thing you could do is rake them up yourself and put them in bags. It kills you.
Sounds terrible. But what would it feel like if
I want to take my life when I think about raking leaves. Is there another way?
What if I told you there was a guy that just comes over, rakes them up, and bags them?
You think it's funny to play an April Fool's trick on me?
No.
In the middle of the fall?
No, I'll tell you right now, there's a guy that'll do all that for you. And to be honest, price-wise, best I know.
What's his name?
It's a Leaf Man. Full service cleanup, so they rake them up and they don't just leave them. They clean them up and then they put them out because they're not going to take them down to the dump and put them in a place where it's going to take up space where we're putting garbage right now. They're just going to actually just put them on the corner and curbside removal.
I like the way it sounds.
Yeah, do you have a curb at your place?
I do. Do they have a
catchphrase?
That's
perfect. Yeah, they have a curbside. Full service cleanup or curbside reserval. You rake them, we take them.
I like it. And it's called what?
It's called the Leaf Man.
What's the number? You know when they do this in an ad?
609. Yeah, no, I'm the guy that's just letting you feed it.
The guy that takes the number has to be a moron because that way they get to say it over and over. It's an old trick in the business. What's that number again?
It's 609.
Hold on. My pencil isn't working.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
609.
609.
268.
268.
8964.
89. Oh, can you believe it? Two pens in a row. It's all part of the group. Say that number one more time,
please.
It's
609.
609.
268.
268.
8964.
Okay, you know what? I can't. Say the last part again.
8964.
8964. 268.
268 8964.
268 8964.
609 268.
Okay, I'll just remember it. I'll just have to remember it. 268 8964.
Well, if you think about it, if you think of 268 8964, they're all even numbers except for the 9.
And the Leaf Man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break and we'll be back.
Leaf Man in Tabernacle, New Jersey. When they fall, we're on call.
When they fall, they're on call.
Mm.
I like that too. All right, isolate that, send it to them. what do I have here? You know what? I actually had fun doing
that. That was fun.
The Leaf Man. Did you grow up? So you're landscaping. What I liked about landscaping, I did like the how quick it was, but I always thought it was cool the guy who owned the company, Even when I was 10, I fantasized being that person. So he owns the company. It's a pretty big company. He shows up. He might even be wearing like a jacket and tie. You know, he just owns this big conglomerate. And then, you know, he walks around, you know, maybe he has work boots on, sits in a truck for a lot with the air conditioning on, making calls. That's the guy. That's the guy I wanted to be.
Is he driving people around?
No, he doesn't drive anybody around. Okay. He gets there. He's not dirty. Although I did a work. I used to love, I don't know why, I did it for like, I mean, I did it since I was younger, like just, you know, around the house, you know what I mean? Like, would like to go down to we had a little creek and we'd like build these walls and make waterfalls and shit. I like watching it get done, but I'll tell you what, digging, it sucks.
You ever dam that creek?
Watch your mouth. Yes.
Do you have a mirror? You're mouth watching?
Mouth watching.
There you go. Perfect picture pose after that.
So hold on. Here we are. We're all good. By the way, I saw a Febreze. Have you seen the, I don't know why this bothers me, the Febreze commercial where they like put him in a, there's a dead body been rotting in this car for 8 weeks, and then they put someone in there and they spray Febreze. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
And then they go, I smell lilacs and...
Is it a dead body?
No, it's one of them.
One's in like an industrial kitchen, and there's just
been
like
closed
rotting
down
food.
For a year.
Oh, and then one's like a gross house, and there's like pizza boxes everywhere.
So no dead bodies.
No. You know, one time this is sad. I hate to bring the show down, but when I was working in Anna Nicole Smith, She died mm-hmm. in the Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. And I was working at the Hard Rock the next week, and I know she had died in one of those rooms. And I genuinely wanted to know this, like how it's dealt with when this happens. And I asked the owner of the club, I go, so like what do they do with the – I'm being totally serious. I go, what do they do with like the room like that? Do they have to like, you know, just – take it, like take the carpeting out and all the furniture that has to be known. What do they do? He goes, I don't know. He goes, they at least got to Febreze it. I didn't do yeah. his good accent, but
that could have been
like
a commercial.
What?
That could have been the commercial.
Oh my god, that would have been funny. By the way, that's the type of ad that would go viral, and then yeah. Febreze could get some of that free advertising out of it.
I think all we need to do is take that audio right there, and then somebody could illustrate it.
Oh, you're right. That's true. You wouldn't. Mm-hmm. That's the way I like to do things. Easy. Anytime I have to come up with an idea, you know when my friends go, oh, that's a great idea. We should shoot it. I won't do it. Yeah. I'm not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not the laziest person in the world, but I can get – I'm pretty close. I'm not lazy. I'm just – like I know I'm not going to shoot a video. Like this podcast I like because I know what I'm going to do on it. So mm-hmm. this is like, you know, but if I – someone goes, oh, that's a great idea. You should shoot that and put it on YouTube. Like that gym video we were talking about, mm-hmm. that could be really funny.
Yeah.
You know, and that, but I'll never do it. Matter of fact, I'm hoping someone else will. I'm hoping someone
and just give you credit. Yeah.
And just I'd be happy if they gave me credit.
That's nice if somebody puts up like a YouTube video of audio from this show, right? And they just have a picture of you.
Sometimes that's what they do.
Yeah,
very nice of them. I'm mm-hmm. very appreciative. Whatever people do. Hold on, I just had something I wanted to say. God damn it! What were we just talking about just before this?
Febreze.
No, that's too far back.
Oh, the hotel.
What hotel?
And Nicole Smith.
She died in it.
Mm.
No, it was all based on that Febreze line at the end. Unless you want to get into Anna Nicole Smith.
No. Okay, like. So let's... oh, not one. I won't put the video up online. That's my point. Like, mm-hmm. It's a good idea. Put Welcome to My World on here. Now, I'm gonna ask you to try to sing this song the best you can. I'll do it.
What if I don't know the words?
We'll have them up there.
Okay.
I know this is horrible to ask people to do, but I think that... I'm just curious. I think you could do this song good. Do you have it?
I think I could do it.
How are we doing with
time? Can I get some reverb on my voice?
Of course.
Can I get
are you some... shitting me? Oh, you don't. I love reverb. To George Carlin.
You know I love reverb.
No. This is the only one I'm seeing. Do you have it?
I'm getting it now.
You know what I like more than reverb?
What?
Fades.
You like fades? Hold on. Hello. Fade my mic out. Hello.
Check.
Oh, you can bring it back on.
I don't feel any reverb. Check.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
Didn't we have it picked out already, Andrew?
Boom, boom.
I'm trying. It's not loading up.
All right, we'll take a break.
Let's take a quick break.
The Talk Glass Show. It started with the whisper.
Fade it out. Oh, I like that little thing you did. That little, what do you call that?
Transition.
It's good. Andrew's here. Have we started the show since? Yeah, we've done stuff with you here, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right, okay.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't just walk in.
I know. Well, no, because I haven't really acknowledged that you did the first show, and then Chris took over because you had school.
Yeah.
So now you're back. It's good to have you here.
It's exciting to be here.
You look great.
Thank you.
What'd you get, a facial? Obviously he didn't.
I did.
I mean, no, your skin looks fine. I'm just saying it's not.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks smooth. It looks young. And
yes.
I got a facial.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
Persian girl at Macy's.
All right, let's not be rude.
No, it's true.
I know. That's why I said don't be rude, because there was nothing rude about it.
Did he say that he gave a facial?
Did you? Oh, jeez.
Give and take.
Why, is that a slang for some sex thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It is. That's right.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it is? Oh, I thought he was a guy that did facials.
No. Oh, well, is that our trick? And then we make you buy a package. And then you defend him because yeah. I go, you stupid, you get facials, right? Like, back when you do in real life, because you're trying, you feel so bad, and that's when we get you. You go, I can't believe you get a facial. That's the stupidest thing you can do, get a facial, Andrew. Oh, my God. Guys don't get facials.
Well, I mean, he was probably given a facial.
No. Then you say.
Oh, then we're going all the way back to the beginning.
No, you defend him, and you go. Oh, there's nothing wrong with a facial. Yeah. A lot of guys do it because you feel so mm-hmm. bad how I'm humiliating him. And then he tries to sell you one. This is worth it. So it's a trick we have every week.
Yeah.
So Andrew, but here's what a mean trick it is. Watch how gracious we go into it. Mm-hmm. So what'd you do today, Daniel?
Well, I got my facial. I got a facial.
You got a facial?
Yeah, they get facials.
Guys don't get facials, Daniel. Oh, my God. You are just such a – you know, what type of guy? You're not a man. You're not even half a man. You're a loser. What type of guy gets a facial? Right, Nick?
I think a lot of guys get facials.
Oh, you're going to defend him?
Well, I'm just saying, I know a couple guys that get facials.
Why?
Are they bad?
Are they good for you or something?
I mean, yeah, they take out, you know, some oils and toxins in your skin, and it's relaxing.
Well, he gives facials for $100 after the show if you want to get one. I don't know. That was a long way to go.
No.
All right, listen.
Oh, no, I'm actually, I got to go right after the show.
Well, no, we can get a coupon, a Groupon.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? Spend the extra $100.
I don't like them myself, and I'm just saying that some guys get them.
No. I heard you, and we have it on tape. And by the way, here's how I trick you. I go, you know, when someone says spend the extra, it can't be this much extra. It's $100 for the facial. I go, between me and you, spend the extra $250 and get the bonus thing. Wait, now that's $350 for a facial. Mm-hmm. And then if, all right, this is the way I think when I'm high. Normally, I could just keep going. And then you go, oh, okay, I'll spend it. I go, yeah. And you want to be stupid? Tip him $100. Otherwise, he tells everyone you're cheap. You're like, oh, shit. Now I got to tip him $100.
So what's that, $500 bucks?
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. You know what? You waste more money on Coke. That's the guy who doesn't realize you don't waste more money on Coke. Like, everything he says you can't relate with. He goes, hey, let me ask you a question. Do you buy Starbucks every day?
Yeah, once or twice.
It's a waste of money. You take all that Starbucks money once a month, get just a lot of Coke. Then you have fun.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's the guy that only looks at things from his perspective. Like, like if it's this.
And I'm the guy that's been waiting to do a Coke, and finally someone gave me a reason to do it.
Exactly. Sure. Why else wouldn't you do it? It's like the guy.
Exactly, right? That's what I was telling my wife yesterday.
Everywhere you go, you stumble upon what you always wanted to believe anyway. So then you go to the mattress store, and the guy goes, I don't know. To me, I'd spend the extra $700 and get the best mattress. I mean, after all, we do sleep 85% of our lives. You're like,
how many hours do you sleep?
Exactly. That's when you realize this mattress guy has got serious illness. we sleep over 95% of our. He falls right asleep right during. That's the most energy he's got. All right, so listen, you were talking about what a great singer you were. You wouldn't shut up during the break. No. Yeah. Here's the thing. I know Nick sings in his act. I don't know why, Nick. Consider it my neuroses. I'm not a huge fan of karaoke. But I do like to hear people try to sing this song for some reason. I just want to see. Surprisingly, some people talk it, some people sing it, but everyone gives it their own slant. Now, do you want me to? Because this is my
favorite. Does everybody that do it know the song?
I do it once for like. This is the part the listeners are going, "Oh my god, does Todd really?" I don't want to do it, but I have to.
Just set it up for me.
Thank you. I mean, who would I be not to get? Now I can't sing at all, but I get in the. You'll get the rhythm of it. Okay, go ahead. Is there echo in my voice? Now I talk it, but here's how I'd have to do it. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Can I have some more reverb? Miracles, I guess. See, it fixes everything. Still happen now and then. You know what I wanted to ask you? Step into my heart. Well, I think I'm getting better. Leave your cares behind. Okay, so that's it. Pause it. Turn my echo off. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
Now you got to commit.
I want reverb from the top.
And if you thank you. I've been talking to Katie. I have been begging Katie.
You got reverb three lines in, and the difference it made was astronomical.
Nick, I'm going to come not over there the song, and smack the shit out of you because I love you so much.
Don't hurt me.
No. You're right. That reverb, even me, it helps.
Yeah.
And that once you give it, then it's like makes
the confidence it brings into you, too. I saw a whole different singer three lines in than I was the first three lines.
Look, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if I understand you crystal clear, you want to hear me do it again.
Yeah. Yeah,
am I
want
right?
to hear you do it again, reverb from the top.
Nah, I don't want to do it.
Let me hear it.
Nah, I feel like people have heard me do it enough.
No, bring it back. Let's just hear you.
I just feel like enough is enough.
It is. It's the same word.
Enough is. Well, you're right. It is. Enough is enough.
Yeah, it's spelled the same way.
I loved it. Like, I make you bait me. Well, I guess if you want me to do it, you don't think the listeners are tired of hearing me sing?
No, they want to hear it.
All right. With a lot of reverb. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Yes, step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind.
You had it.
I had it till I fucked it up right there.
No, you had it.
It was. I should have said built with you in mind. You know the way to really do this. Let me hear. Okay, well, let's get this up again, Nick. You have to do it. Don't think you're going to trick me.
No, I don't want to do
it. I knew what you were doing, Nick.
All right, fine, I'll
please.
Do it.
It means the right, world
fine,
to me.
The sad part.
Reverb. Take it from the top again. All right, great.
He wants a lot of reverb.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come inside? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
I like it.
Step into my heart. Todd, come on in. A lot of reverb on Todd.
Knock and the door shall be open.
Seek and you will find.
Ask and you will be given. This key is, this heart is mine, is mine, is mine. I'll be waiting there.
Oh, Jesus. Nick?
I didn't know the song, but
hello?
I went for it.
Wait, could you take the echo out of my voice? You did. I loved it. You know why? Because you gave 100%.
I just kind of went with what my heart was telling me to do.
You did the good thing. Play that song, All the Other Kids, with the... All right, Nick's here.
Oh, okay.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks going hoo hoo. All the kids got the kicks and the pumped up kicks. Oh, they're pumping with the kicks and the pumped up kicks. Why am I holding my nose when I spent $500? All no,
just 500 on this karaoke track.
What?
This karaoke track was 500 bucks.
No, 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 the voice thing.
Robert's got a quick and he looked around the room.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done. This is ridiculous. This is unfair to do to people. Turn it off.
The Todd Glass Show. Amazon.com.
I appreciate you being here today. Nick Thune was our guest and we'll be back on the Todd Glass Show. Now, Nick, okay, go ahead. Okay. We'll keep doing this one.
Same song?
Yep.
All right. Let's get that volume back up. Let's get it ready.
By the way, it is your job as the DJ. If there is a second, sometimes you can cheat a little. You give a little, we'll be back right after this.
You can give, but you don't want a break, though, right?
Well, you can't do too many. Let's say, here's how you couldn't save
it. You got to build it.
You couldn't do this, because obviously the audience is going to know. Don't do it till I point to you. Ready? And we'll be back right after this. Commercial break with more The Todd Glass Show. Our Nick. Our guest today was Nick Thune. We had a good time, and he's out of here. Nick Thune, Good times were had by all. Goodbye, Nick. And we'll be back. By the way, nothing was more beautiful than what just happened.
The heart.
Well, okay. So anyway, we were doing it. Yeah. It was obviously that you can hear. You can hear he was supposed to play it. But then there was one where he really was supposed to play it because I pointed and he fucked it up.
Yeah.
And then I had to fill it in that last glitch.
And it still wasn't nailed.
It still wasn't nailed.
No. And I
love
looking,
you know, you're on the same page as me, Nick.
And you're still looking for the right one, and I think I might have it for you.
Okay. By the way, when I say you're on the same page as me, sometimes I think that's like a compliment because I think, well, I'm sane and I get it. And if you get it, but it reminds me of the time when
When you say it's a negative thing?
No, I mean it positively, but someone else might say, well, it's like I used to always steal a lamp from the hotel and bring it to like comedy clubs backstage because they had the full bright lights and you just plug a lamp in. Mm-hmm. That way you have light, but you can go back there and just chill out and not be.
Yeah.
And then everyone used to make fun of me, and then someone goes, you know,
Mitch Hedberg did that.
And I went, here's what I said. I go, thank God I knew I wasn't crazy. But then I think, well, I don't know if that's what it means because
I'm going to start doing that.
Well, now they have. Now I just bring a big towel to throw over it. Okay, so go ahead. You do yours.
Okay. All right. I gotta get back in that mode.
Paul F. Tompkins had a great line when we were playing this. He goes, "The last Clydesdale today passed away. We'll be back." You ready?
All right, yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a great time being here with you guys today. Everything that you said really affected me, and I want to say thanks to all our sponsors. This is the last day of my life. Thanks for coming out, you guys. Take it away.
That's how somebody is he taking his life?
Yeah, he's gonna commit suicide.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. Okay, so what else do we have up there? Hold on, we gotta wrap it up.
We do. Have
I just to like throwing a break. Yeah. Why do I love this song so much? I don't know why, but I will admit the song. Well, this song from Family Guy. Why do I like this so much? I've listened to it 100 times on the treadmill.
One, two. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Oh, I forgot that. I forgot that I cut off the whole song. I forgot we just. Well, I thought this would be the best sing-along for high people if you just repeat the same one.
Mm-hmm.
So put a lot of reverb in our voice, because this one anybody could eventually learn.
What are the words?
Well, you'll learn it. Like, watch this. Because if you're going to do a sing-along for high people to be able to sing, I know it sounds stereotypical, but your mind does go to other places. This one I think you could do. I could play it again.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope that you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
It's the only hope you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
Okay.
I think I could learn to sing this.
Yeah.
Let's try.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed. One, two, three, four, five, six. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
I think I got this.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
I like this.
Yeah. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
I'm really having a good time.
Bag, seven, eight. A bag of weed.
A bag of weed.
The only hope you'll ever need.
Everybody.
Everything's better with a bag of weed. One, two, three, four, five, six. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
This is easy. Oh my God, this is so easy.
It's a simple song.
Chevrolet, Honda, and Ford. Bag of wing and a bingy bong, a bean bang, bing and a bing bang boom. Bag of weed. weed, a bag of weed. Everybody better with a bag of weed. The only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
How long can we do this?
Me?
A bag of now weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
If you're smoking pot listening to this,
weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Now I'm going to tell you to take the reverb down a little.
Bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Now bring the music down a little. I want to talk. This, if somebody is smoking pot and they're at that crazy high,
this is,
we owe it to them to keep continuing.
Yeah.
Or go smoke pot. This is the best thing to get high to. And eating ice cream.
A bag of weed is the only thing you'll ever need. The only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed, everything's better with a bag of weed. You don't need hope that you ever need. You don't need hope.
If you do impersonations, now's the time.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Hey, everything's better with a bag of weed, you know? Hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
One, two, three, four, five.
Bag of,
a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever.
You don't have hope and you don't need.
No, no. You need weed, people. This is a serious song. I'm not joking around.
Bag of weed.
No, it is a bag of weed. It's only a bag of weed. It's only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Folks, this is no longer a joke. Here's, I'm going to tell you this right now. This has happened before. There's a problem with the machine, our computer, machine, whatever you want to call it. We cannot, the music won't stop. So me and Nick, we're trying to cover. You need to turn the podcast off.
Yeah, Katie, can you do that?
If you're just listening now, you're just listening. We had this happen once before. Uh-huh. We're just going to keep singing, but don't just keep listening for morbid curiosity, because we're just going to do it because we're in a fucked up place.
Yeah, you don't have to.
The show is over.
It's just going to go. If it goes another hour, it goes another hour.
Yeah, don't just keep listening because you go, well, the joke's over. I get it, but it's fucking just
madness. We can't stop it. So we're not going to sit here with the sound girl. We're not going to let her stay here without us.
Because if Katie can't leave, thank you for pointing that out. Katie can't leave the studio. We're not going to make her sit here.
Well, the people that run this bag of weed.
A bag of weed. It's the only drug you'll ever need. Bag of weed you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Well, the guy that runs the studio would be mad if we left it on.
No, no. A bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
If you're smoking weed right now, you're not alone.
Bag of weed.
You think people are still listening?
There's a couple stone people that their mind is being blown right now.
Okay, what do we do? Is it
you're alone. Nobody loves you.
And somebody loves you. Nick is kidding.
Somebody loves you. I just sent a message.
Hold on. It's really getting. Oh my God! It's starting to rain out. Can you hear it?
I don't bring an umbrella.
Bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
I don't know what to do. Do it with the beer. Give it another chance.
Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Nick Thune, everybody. Until next week, you're listening to The Todd Glass Show. Goodbye.
Show. A lot of fun. That's all we do around here. We just have a good time. Did you feel relaxed?
I really think Katie was nice.
Say that again.
Katie's kind of a bitch.
You thought Katie was a little bitchy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had other guests say that.
We're pretty close. I think we're going to get somebody new in here. But okay. I really enjoyed having you. You felt relaxed? You had a good time?
Yeah, yeah. Very relaxed.
Hey, you want to
do
some...
You guys validate?
You're so cheap. Hey, do you want to do a... You do blow, right?
Yeah.
I got a shitload of blow, a whole truckload.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.